This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time to check in with George Meany. He's here. We're going to catch up on some of the motoring news of the week, some of the big stories in cars, and sometimes even some stuff that affects other lifestyle areas that you didn't even think cars were involved with. How are you, George?
Good, and you, Gareth?
Good. Had a good week?
Yeah, I did. How you been?
Yeah, all right, sir. Not so bad. Still here.
Still, yeah. I made you run towards that mic.
Yeah.
So it's the French or France Formula One Grand Prix this weekend.
Oh,
crap. I knew I forgot something about sport today.
Well, that's why I'm here, Ben. I'm here to cover for you.
Yeah. If you didn't, no one would. Trust me. Ben has no interest. He's just completely useless when it comes to that stuff.
I don't know. I've heard him bet for Lewis Hamilton a couple of times.
All right. Well, let's hear what's happening in the French Grand Prix. Is there anything exciting? Anything we're expecting that will change the kind of expected outcome of such a thing?
Well, the Mercedes-Benz team didn't bring their new engine to the last Grand Prix, and they used their old engine, whereas the other teams brought their new engines. So, and they didn't do too badly. So what eventually happened was Vettel obviously won the race. He's now 1 point ahead in the championship, and between him and Hamilton, it's neck and neck. So it's an exciting year, I think, with no one team really running away from the pack. But what's interesting, and that happened this week, is that Alonso, who is also a Formula One driver, won the Le Mans in Toyota. And
a Toyota.
It's
unusual?
It is, because it's the second Japanese car company to win since 1991. The last one was Mazda in 1991. So Toyota almost won last year, but eventually had engine trouble, and Porsche won. And Porsche pulled out this year, so you know, it remains to be seen what happens with Porsche in the years to come. But Alonso's shooting for what's called the Triple Crown. Triple Crown is winning the Le Mans, winning the Monaco Grand Prix, which is already done, and winning the Indianapolis 500.
Wow, that would be quite an achievement.
I would say
just
so.
Just while we're on Formula One, I saw Nico Rosberg in a Heineken ad the other day. He's promoting safe driving. In other words, not drinking and driving, which is interesting. It's quite a cool take on you know, these boring public service announcements that you're forced to do by government because they're trying to stop people from driving drunk. He says, when you drive, never drink, no compromise. And he, you know, it shows him kind of racing his car, and then they all go out to celebrate, and all the other guys drink, and they offer him a beer, and he goes, "No, guys, no compromise." I mean, it's kind of
cool.
As bad as these ads can be, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it, and I didn't know who the hell Nico Rosberg was. So I had to look it up, but there we go. I thought it was a good ad.
I think it's good that these guys are getting involved because they've got big followings. So, you know, they can do something good and good on Heineken.
And it's a nicely put together ad, and, you know, I thought it was interesting that Heineken are going that way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, I saw a beer not so long ago. What did this beer say?
Eventually, if we take this to its logical conclusion, beers are going to have labels on them that say "Don't drink me."
Well,
ultimately, that's where it's going, right?
It had a play on I'll look it up and I'll tweet it at you. It was a beer that did play on the other beer companies, and the tagline was something like you know, "Thank you for building our brand."
Oh,
You've probably seen it before. I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll look it up. Anyway, the Volvo is committed to taking their recycled plastics in their car from 5% to 25% by the year 2025. Believe it or not, cars only have 5% recycled material in them. Okay. Dashboards are plastic. Door panels are plastic. 5 to 25%. What I was surprised by was the 5%. Shooting for 25% by 20. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And a lot of the stuff, what do they do when they, you know, when a car is in an accident, for example, they just throw that plastic away.
Yeah. Becomes,
becomes
crushed.
Fortune of plastic. I drove past a place on Sunday where they had a whole lot of scrap cars, you know, these cars that have been in accidents or cars that had just rusted beyond belief. I just saw it was like a graveyard. And I wondered what happens to all the soft parts of those cars. Because, you know, you can see the metal's all rusting. Yeah. It's lying in the sun. But, you know, those cars probably once had leather seats.
Yeah.
That leather is all wasted. Yeah. And it was probably, in many of them, in okay condition.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, some you've got to throw away. Yeah. Some of the, as you say, the interior door panels, the dashboards. Yeah, the plastic parts of the car, you could reuse those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I suppose the metals and, you know, and the natural materials are okay to just leave there, but it's the plastics and that stuff that's going to stuff up the environment.
It's not going to decay on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
Metal will rust, wood will rot, but plastic doesn't go anywhere. So tell me, Volvo doing this?
Volvo doing this. Yeah,
good for Volvo.
You know, Volvo and. You know, maybe they're changing their path from being the safest car because Tesla's giving them a go to being environmentally friendly.
Well, that's very Scandinavian of them.
Maybe.
Okay.
And then a car company called Panos. Panos.
That's a horrible name.
It is a horrible name. It's even hard to say. They
Panos. Panos.
It's an American sports car company, and they are painting all of their cars with what's called a memory polymer. If you scratch the car, light scratches, the paint heals itself. Apparently, it's standard stuff now.
That's fantastic. Tell me more.
You have to park the car in the sun or use a hairdryer on it, but any circular scratches or fine scratches will heal with heat.
That sounds fantastic. Almost too good to be true.
The problem with this Panos sports car is that it's $159,000 and doesn't come to South Africa.
It's probably just as well. All right. Well, that's
and after a busy week, that's it.
Well, you had a busy week this week. You also had your dealer masterclass, which is interesting. I went along to that too. So it's where Auto Trader get to share some of the insights that you guys have in the market with a bunch of dealers. There are 2,000 dealers across the country. I didn't
roughly
know that.
Yeah,
that's
roughly
amazing.
Yeah.
And how is the market at the moment?
It's tough. I mean, there is a lot of activity, which makes the market turn into, which, you know, happens in every market, into a long tail. Those guys that do it well do really well. Those guys that, you know, don't come along for the ride don't do really well and fall off the right-hand side of that curve. So it's tough for some, okay for most, and really good for others, you know, and that's every single market.
Yeah, I suppose the best will rise to the top in these sort of situations. And when things are hard, you really get tested.
Yeah.
So
you fall off.
Yeah, well, it's keeping your costs low, keeping your kind of bottom line as tidy as possible. But you sell on Auto Trader, you guys sell new cars and you sell used cars.
Yeah.
What's the breakdown there? I mean, I'm just curious because we haven't really spoken about this in a long time. How many people buying used cars? How many people buying new cars? And how long do they hold on to new cars for?
The ratio between new cars traded in the country versus used cars traded in the country is roughly 65-35.
Wow. That's still quite a lot of new cars.
It is a lot of new cars. And that's not uncommon in the world, except for India. India is the one that's closest to 50-50.
Really? Yeah. How come? How do they do that?
Because they've got manufacturers, mainly.
Are they selling very cheap cars?
And I think the cost of their production is low. Maybe it's because of the size of their population.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, you know, if you've got a billion people,
you've got a lot of spending power.
A billion potential drivers. Yeah. They better build one big road. The whole of India is just going to be tarred.
One big road. The Autobahn.
Yeah.
So
the Indobahn.
Telling
you. Watch the space.
The Indobahn. Well, I mean, if you go to the East and you watch how they drive, I'd be worried.
Yeah, listen, I mean, aren't they making those very cheap Tatas at the moment?
Yeah.
You can get them for a couple of $1,000 equivalent, and like a family could pull their money, and then at least, you know, the whole family of like 10 people or whatever could buy one car.
One car.
Which they wouldn't have otherwise. There wouldn't be any cars. So it gives people that kind of first step on the ladder to owning a vehicle which will help them to trade, to be able to move around a little bit, to be able to get out there.
Yeah.
Clearly, if you're stuck, if you're static, you can't do as much as people who
you
are
mobile.
You
can't be involved in the economy, really, if you're not mobile. But yeah, the ratio in South Africa is roughly 65-35. On our site, it's mainly used cars. We've got just over 70,000 cars, of which about 5,000 or 6,000 are new. New cars. But we know that about a third of the people visiting our website are in the market for a new car or a used car, and two thirds of the market are in the market for, or should I say, two thirds of the visitors are in the market only for a used car.
So I think that there are probably different kinds of people who come onto your site. I imagine some of them are there just for price. They're looking for the best price for what they want. Some of them are there because they want a particular car. And then they'll compare them.
Yep. Yep.
Others probably are just looking to find a bargain.
Yeah.
And don't care what the car is.
I mean, we call it anybody that's not serious. And we try and play in the what we call the in-market car shopper part of the buying funnel. Mm-hmm. So we market to in-market car shoppers mainly, so that people that come and sell on our site know that they're getting access to an audience that's serious. Mm-hmm. The rest of the guys that are still researching, we call them car porn surfers.
Yeah, that's I've done that before. You know, you go on there and you just have a look.
Yeah.
You imagine, I'd look good in that car. I wouldn't mind driving that thing around. That looks fantastic.
Exactly.
So go and take a look. Autotrader.co.za for all the information. Over 67,000 cars. Actually, a 70,000, I see your ticker saying here. That's amazing. What comes up first here? A Volkswagen Polo Hatch 1.2 TSI for 240,000 rand.
Still the most popular car in South Africa.
Good car. Yeah, that's very nice. All right, George. Thanks, man.
Cheers.
And there's a Lamborghini Aventador. 2017. 13,999,999 rand.
We'll buy it on Tuesday.
Oof. And it's black. It looks so good. 3,600 Ks on the clock. 2017 model. God, this is car porn. You see, I'm getting into this.
You're getting into car porn. I see that.
Man, this is good. I'm so bored with my car. It's time to change.
Really? There's a Lamborghini on the market. Conveniently.
Yeah. You know what's not on the market? The 13 million I don't have. 14 if you add the nines at the end there. All right. Thanks very much, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.